Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy, Uncle.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What up, episode 56?
Hard to believe we're already at this fucking, you know what I'm saying, this mark over here, man. I can't believe we knocked out 56 of these bitches. Man, tonight's very special, man. We got the homie Dirtay, man. This motherfucker's been down with this UGS shit pretty much since the birth of this shit. Always repping the shit, always staying down, you know what I'm saying? He's got a movement out there in Everett. He's constantly doing shows. He's... you know what I'm saying, putting out product. He's really, he's doing what an underground artist should do, and we can't do nothing but salute him for that. He's going to be on first here in a few minutes. Then top of the second hour, we got, you know what I'm saying, Memphis Legend, you know what I'm saying, one of the original members of the Prophet Posse, you know what I'm saying, Kamikaze Inc., you know what I'm saying, one and only MC Mac, my brother DJ Villain, he's going to be on there, you know what I'm saying, representing Layback Entertainment, Frozen, J-Dot, they're going to be on there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to bring in my brother, Mac J, man. He's always, you know what I'm saying, he's always around, and he definitely ain't missing this one. What's up, brother?
Yeah, what up with the prayers, man? Just coming back from the gas station. Y'all trying to hurry up and get out the store. There's going to be too many loud-ass Africans and shit in that, man.
Too many loud-ass Africans.
They crazy, man. 7-Eleven, these motherfuckers is crazy. They'll murder you in that motherfucker if you taking too long to buy some shit.
Yeah. Well, tell everybody about the, I mean, you talked about it in KFYB, but tell everybody about the 77 Cent Man.
Oh, yeah, I ain't see him. Hopefully, I ain't made it to the house yet, so you never know. But this dude, man, he just always appear out of nowhere, man, and he always, you know what I'm saying, asking for 77 cents. And I used to always wonder why the fuck he, you know, asking for 77 cents, but if you take 77 times 2, It's the price of the bottle of liquor that he like to get. So all he got to do is get two people to give it to him, and he good to go. He looks
yeah.
like a siren.
Yeah, he's always calling Mac J for siren.
You already know
it. That's the bad shot to
underground society, man. We out here in these streets for real, Fred. Shit.
Yeah.
But so you got Dirtay coming on tonight. I'm anxious to hear him, man, because I ain't heard from the brother in a while, man.
That's the asshole.
I love his music and shit.
That's the motherfucking
yeah.
asshole. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring him on right now. What's up, Dirtay?
What's up with it?
Man.
What up with it, Dirtay?
Yo, what's good,
work,
dog?
Bro. How you doing?
Man, just, you know, living.
Hey, man,
I gotta start
shit.
This shit off by saying underground society for life. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that Frank Berger piece of shit, right?
Hey.
But
you
yeah,
ain't never lied, homie.
You definitely. Yeah, matter of fact, shit. We let the people know what's up. This is a song that you did. You did it with Ballistic. It never got mixed down, so you know it's definitely gonna come out. Produced by Laid Back. This is just your verse, man. It's called In My Blood. I'm gonna let the people check the shit out. But man, before we play it, let them know what the fuck it's about, man.
Man, that verse is about this punk motherfucker, man, that was trying to fuck around with our movement, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's in my blood to check motherfuckers. That's what I do.
Yeah. Yeah, this UGS shit, you really take it seriously, man, and I fucking appreciate that. So does everybody that's down with the movement. You know what I'm saying?
That's all day, man.
That's what it is. This is in my blood, man. It's UGS for life around this motherfucker.
Dark side. UGS for life, y'all. Ballistic. It's in our blood, man. Free gangster crow. I hit up CO the Bat Black. Tell that man it's time to attack. Try to come at the UGS. Lay back, drop the beat for the track. These cowards hide in the back. They running in packs. I'm running through ranks. Your team be them wanks. Get nothing but shanks. Six, tell them they nothing but canks. So when you wanna try to come back, get back on this worldwide movement. Press says fuck that, you gone. No loyalty, yeah, it's on. Till the day that you quit, I'm coming at you, you equal to spit. Frankfurter to me, ain't nothing but a piece of fucking shit. I said it's on, it's in my blood, where's this fucking home? Talk about presence out of again, I'll kick in your fucking dome. So hide if you want, you bitch, I'll see you soon, you bitch. There's a price on your head, the contract is big, bet I'm collecting that bitch.
As always, man, you murdered that shit, man. That shit was hot right there. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Hey, that was just a little tap, though.
That was just, yeah, that was just, that's just something that could turn into something much, much more if dude actually had a pair of nuts, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, but you
know, he gonna stay hiding, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. It's got to. But man, you definitely you ain't one to shy away from any motherfucker that's causing any trouble. Man, you did a song. I think it was with your group MHD. You guys did a video for it. I forget the
MGD.
Name of it. Yeah, MGD. My bad. I forget the name of the song too. I got Alzheimer's up in this motherfucker. But you guys did a video, and your verse was about some real life shit. Man, what was the song?
That's called My Mind.
Mm. Now, what was your verse about, basically?
What is this punk motherfucker, man? My boy George Estefan was a real laid-back type dude. He'd help anybody out. And they were partying one night. He caught a dude pissing on his couch. So he took him outside, man, was like, what's going down? And then dude stabbed him in the neck with a steak knife. And he died just hours later.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, John David Spencer, man, I'm fucking cut your neck off, man. You know what I'm saying? Man? Fuck that punk.
Yeah. And that's, that's as real as it gets, man.
Shit, man.
No. And, you know, and I think your fans, they appreciate that.
Yeah.
Saying they won't put shit out there. They'll just make up fantasies and fairy tales and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? So I commend you and salute you for putting that real pain out there like that, man.
Yeah, well, you know, man, I mean, if I can help, you know, even one other person, you know, with a problem, man, then I'm doing my job. So I've been through some things, man, and, you know, some little kid can benefit from what I've gone through, then. And that's what my music's for, man.
Not to mention,
it's therapy, so I don't run around beating the shit out of these motherfuckers out here, man.
Yeah, you got the name, the asshole, man. Why don't you tell everybody about that? It's interesting.
So the interesting thing about the asshole is that I get the name the asshole from telling the truth. These motherfuckers want to sit here and tell some girl that she looks fly. Nah, bitch, you don't. You need to go back to the store, figure out a new wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, be real with somebody. Don't be no punk, man. And Captain's scared to say things out here. I ain't no yes man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that's why we clicked, I think, man, because you, me, Six, you know what I'm saying, the Bad Black... You know, say we air motherfuckers out. You know, say we don't give a fuck. And that's the way it should be. If someone does some foul, fucked up shit, you got to call them on it.
Now,
you know?
For real, man, there ain't no point. If you ain't got your balls and your word, you're a punk, man. And I keep my balls in my hand, my words in my brain, you know what I'm saying?
You be laying them on these fucking tracks, too, man. You're constantly putting out music, man. Your first album, when did you drop it? 2010?
It was May of 2010.
Yeah, and that was Born to Win, right?
No, well, that was the winner. Born to Win is like my mentality for life.
Yeah.
Actually, when my son's mama took my son from me, I was fucking up pretty bad, so I went and got this tattoo on my neck. So that I could see it and remind myself every day of what I was getting up and doing shit for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so,
real shit, man. You've made videos, all kinds of shit, you know, about your personal life, about your kids and everything, and you know that's like I said, that's way too fucking real, and people got to appreciate that. You got, if you look around in the mainstream or even in the underground some spots, man, it's all bullshit. It's all about materialistic things. No one's putting that pain out there. You know what I'm saying? I fucking commend you for doing that, brother, for real.
Hey, I appreciate it all day.
You know, but it's been a while, man, and plus I got Alzheimer's over this motherfucker, but Alzheimer's, whatever the fuck they call it. I can't remember the name of the disease I got. But anyway, how did we click
up?
You
got
half-timers,
it's been
a while.
Hey,
I got half-timers. Yeah. how did we click up, man, in the beginning? I don't even remember.
Man, you got a hold of my video where I was just in black and white. And,
oh, the introduction.
It was that rock song. Yeah.
Yeah, that was some cold shit.
And then you hit me up, and next thing I knew, I had two little fairies from Germany begging me to send them verses all day.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had those fleas, you know what I'm saying, dangling from my nuts at the time, but, you know, I had to get that front line because I'm a dog and the motherfuckers ain't nothing but bugs, you know what I'm saying? But, and it's been, I mean, I remember Six made the logo. We slapped dirt tan that motherfucker, man. You've had that shit up ever since. You put our shit in your CD. I mean, you repped it to the core. You know what I'm saying? Anytime any of these punks gets out of line, man, like this motherfucker here recently, you're ready to just, like, man, say the word. And, you know, dude. You're just as loyal as it gets. Again, I commend you on that too, man. And this shit is long overdue, too, brother. Long overdue. You should have been on a long time ago, so I'm glad we got it in.
That blasphemy track is ready anytime, man. That shit's already in my brain, bro.
Yeah. You really take this shit serious, man, and a lot of cats don't, man. What the fuck does UGS mean and represent to you, brother?
Man, what it means is a group of brothers that are really down for each other. And we ain't on that swaggy bullshit, man. We talking about real shit, every one of us. The Bad Black, always on some real shit. Quick to call a motherfucker out, you know what I'm saying? Mac over there, man, he's ready to get down. You know, the old boy, Hen, he's always ready to get down. I mean, we got soldiers, man.
Yeah, in different states, different countries.
Yeah. You know, and as soon as Gangsta Crow gets out, we're just going to have some more. And then we got the little brother down there in Australia always pushing that, man.
Matthew,
How is Matthew?
Yeah, he's doing good, man. He should be listening right now, man. Wish he could call in, but, you know, we had him on Skype a few times, though.
That's what's up, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's a good dude right there, you know. You coming in here, you're dropping your first project in 2010, and a couple of years later, you're getting responses from people all over the world, people like Matthew, man. How does that make you feel, man?
Man, you know what? It's just just the love, man. I give it right back. So people are quick to peep out my shit, man, and you know, that's where people get it twisted about me being an asshole. If an asshole means you're down for your friends, then you can put me capital letters in that, all that shit. But I'll just, you know, good things happen to people that are real, man.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna see me in no holy skinny jeans with tights under them shits. You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all. Like I was saying, man, I went to the Burlington Coat Factory. It took me 2 hours to find a pair of pants that didn't look like it should go to a bra. Fuck that shit.
Try and go buy some shoes, dog.
Yeah, look at those big-ass fucking boom boots.
Different colors of pastels on one pair of shoes, dog. Like, what the fuck is that bullshit?
Yeah. It just ain't what, you know what I'm saying, the era I grew up in, man. That's just, I don't know, man. This shit's fucked up. But then again, back in the 80s in kindergarten, you had these motherfuckers running around in Michael Jackson parachute pants and shit. I even back then, I thought they were fucking swaggots. Like, what do you want that shit for? That shit was gay. Like, remember when you first learned the word gay or faggot? You'd be like, man, you look like a faggot in that shit.
Well,
you know,
but now people take that shit so seriously, man.
Yeah, they do.
You can't say the word faggot. To me, the word faggot means dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it means like, man, you're being a fag, stop that shit. But now it's like there's so many gay marriage people and stuff like that. You can't say a word that you grew up with without offending somebody. Man, fuck you. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah,
you
got all these.
It's stupid.
Everything's changing. It's like you grew up your whole life. You learn how to be one way and live a certain way and talk a certain way, act a certain way. But then you got these people coming in from another place saying, no, you can't do that. No, you got to learn this language. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to appease everybody. Man, fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I know the asshole ain't going for it. Neither are we over here. You know what I'm saying? UGS. But,
you
can't. No, fuck no. Fuck no. Not at all, man. But, you know what I'm saying? I want to get off into this song right here. It's called It's Not Right. Why don't you tell me about
one? Man, So this joint, I've always loved Metallica, and the song Nothing Else Matters was like a really great song to me until I found out that the song was about his boyfriend or some whack shit like that when I Googled the shit. But anyways, so my boy D-Sane, who usually just masters my shit, but he's a great beat maker, so I wanted to do a project with all of his beats, and that's my next project that's coming out. It's all recorded. He's just mixing and mastering it right now. But he had made this beat, and I'd heard it, and I always loved Metallica, so I was like, man, I need to put some real shit on there. And, you know, my sister's going through some things right now, so, you know, it's just one of those real life tracks by your boy Dirty the Asshole.
Right here, UGS Radio. Here it go.
Started off different days. Misbehaved. Where's the maze? Never praised. Only slaved, left alone, count the ways. How could I be sitting here like this? Why should I be dying when I write this? Who would try to bring me up out of this? In my eye, the pain is relentless. My life is deep, down in the trenches. Y'all, you can fix, tighten with the wrenches. My dad's a fuck up. Drugs were the witness, ballin' for the bitches, my life on the benches. I did not know about peace at this time. Having no control started to fuck with my mind. My family did not care, so I bulked up my spine. I will show you I do not need your weak ass kind.
Nothing can be saved from your falling grace. I win this race, now look at my face. I don't know why you did what you did, we were kids. Ooh, nothing else.
It's gonna be called UGS for life, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh snap!
That's what
be ready
is,
for
man.
It, man. All hard shit too.
You setting that bar high, my dog. That's what I love right there.
And that's what this shit is about too. It's you know what I'm saying? You came in this shit for the love of it, man, and you've always repped us. And you know what I'm saying? Salute to you, Mac J, for real.
Man, good looking out, though, see, and that's why I'm doing it now again, because it's cats like Dirtay, you know what I'm saying, listening to the songs, you know what I'm saying, and seeing that it's still some real guys out here in the grind trying to get it, man. It made me, I say, shit, everybody else got CDs and shit, I might as well make me one, too, if I can still rip it, you know what I'm saying, and fuck, everybody supporting the shit, and everybody giving me good input, so I feel good about doing this shit right now, so I salute you, too, Dirtay, because you got some hard-ass songs, boy, they need... More and more motherfuckers need to hear your shit, man. That's why I'm going to always share the links. I'm going to share the shit. When motherfuckers ask me who hot, I'm going to tell them, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, man. You just dropped the progression, you know what I'm saying, which we reviewed up in the magazine, the first issue. Man, that fucking shit go hard as fuck, dude. I can tell you put a lot of time, a lot of money into that album. How long did it take you to record that album?
Well, it's kind of weird because I recorded a couple tracks, and then I actually took a couple tracks and made the EP, the progress report, off of it. So, like, two of the songs were recorded, like, a year ago or a year before I dropped it, but then, like, the other songs were recorded within, like, 5 months. So, you know, it probably took me about a total of 6 months to record the album.
And that shit came out real good, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Six did the artwork, man. You kept everything,
yep.
You know what I'm saying, in-house. I mean, you fucked with your people over there in Everett, you know what I'm saying, of course, obviously. And then UGS, man, we can't thank you enough, man. Thanks again for putting our website on that motherfucker, man. Real
shit.
Oh,
that's all day.
Hey, Chris,
can
I ask for something right quick? I just want to ask you, like, what's the? Because I see y'all be doing some shows and shit out there too. Like, what's the rap scene like in the area where you at, and how do people receiving your music out there though?
Well, it's there's a lot.
Is you like
of
one of them areas rappers. Where motherfuckers be hating and shit?
Well, there's a lot of backpack rappers out here. So, like, that's, I don't know if you guys know what that is, but Macklemore and Ryan Lewis are from Ballard or Seattle. And like, their music is a lot better than most backpackers out here. I don't mess with the dude's music. It's not for me, but I respect what he's doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, a lot of rappers out here are just real flatline. Like, they'll sound the exact same on every single track. You know, it's like the beat is just a kick, a snare, and maybe a sample, you know, and it's they got to be lyrical, biblical, biblical, fiblical type rappers, and the song don't make no fucking sense, man.
Yeah. See, I always be wondering about that in different areas and shit, man, because you got a few up here, but everybody here want to be on that Chief Keef type shit.
But Everett's different from Seattle, right?
Yeah, at Norton. I'm about 25 miles north of Seattle, and Everett and Tacoma are real close. It's funny because Tacoma is about almost exactly 20 miles south of Seattle, and we're about 25 miles north of Seattle. And, like, Everett and Tacoma are almost like the exact same place, just in different spots. And there's a lot more thuggish stuff in the north and the south, and then in Seattle it's kind of like emo and shit like that.
Yeah.
So it's,
they listen to that womp womp music and all that shit, huh?
Oh, man. Killing me, dog. But, you know, we're still building the fan base anyways, and they can't hate for long. The best part about my aggressive style is I can get on shows with rock bands and still get love because a lot of rappers out here, they keep their vocals on their beat, and I'll be damned if I'm going to do that. I bought a nice microphone so that people can hear me. You know, I take a lot of time into jumping around on the stage. I don't just sit there and rap to the floor like a lot of cats do. And,
You giving them a show and shit.
That's what people come to see, you know. And another thing is, I don't want anybody else on that bill to want to go after me or before me. I want them to say, oh, fuck, Dirtay's on the bill? Man, I better
the
come
asshole.
Hard, you know what I'm saying?
The asshole strikes again.
That's what I'm saying.
Goddamn
if
right.
If I ain't getting off that bird sweating, man, you know, I didn't do my job right.
And that's all about giving the fans what they paid for. A lot of artists ain't doing that.
Yeah.
So, you know, this game is fucked up, man. What have you learned since you've been in the game as far as, like, where you want to go and how you're going to maneuver in this industry?
I mean, the problem is, like, I don't really want to fuck with the industry, man.
Yeah.
I want to, That's why I give a lot of respect to Macklemore. He did everything himself. He's an unsigned artist, and his thrift shop song made the billboards. He's only getting outsold by like one rap artist right now. So, like, he's doing that all by himself, you know. And that's why I got mad love and respect for the dude, even though I don't fuck with his music. But it's a thing where if I can't do it myself, I'm not going to let somebody eat some of my money when I'm the one putting in all the work. You know what I'm saying?
That's real shit.
It's best to do it by yourself, man.
Yeah. And just align with people along the way where, you know, you can kind of network here and there.
That's
right.
With similar-minded people that's doing
similar-minded shit.
Yeah, you know.
You got a lot of
latch on motherfuckers. They'll try to latch on and shit, and they can't get it their way. They start acting like bitches and shit.
Yeah,
you ain't lying. But you know, it'd be cool to, you know, be able to pick up the phone, say, "Hey, Black, I'm gonna be out there. You know, let's get a show cracking." Or if CO hits me up and he says, "Dirtay, I'm coming to Washington. Let's get a show cracking." You know what I mean, like. That's the kind of relationships I want. I don't want to be in a business relationship where this dude says, "Hey man, you know I'm gonna get you on this show, but you gotta put me on 3." Nah, man, I'll put you on a show out of love. I'm not gonna put you on a show because you just want something in return. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck all that.
Fuck all that bullshit.
It'll leave that to the swaggers, man.
Speaking of some motherfuckers that have been down since day one too, man, we got Villain, I think, on this bitch. He wanna say what up to you.
Oh snap. What's up, Villain?
Yo, what it do, bruh?
What's good with it?
What it do? Yo, Dirtay.
What's up, dog?
Yo, Dirtay be bumping, man. You know what I mean?
Really
do your thing, player.
How's that Canadian
UGS
life, man?
UGS for life, man. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? Just want to say what's up, show my love, you know what I mean?
That's all love. UGS for life, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Keep doing your thing, play. Yo, man, you don't mind if we play that track left, right, me and you, man, on that track, man?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Shit, we'll play that. We'll play that one. Shit, I'll have to upload it real quick.
You made your friends
show,
work
man.
Now, dog.
Live radio, man. UGF, man.
Goddamn right. Prayers get your ass.
I'll upload that shit real quick. It ain't nothing.
Hey, man, Big E made you do that shit the other day, too, Prayers. He made you look for some shit.
What did Big E want, man?
What was it? I can't even remember, man. It was a classic, though.
Spice One or something. Welcome to the Ghetto, maybe?
No, it was a Mastermind.
Mastermind of East Sham or something like that.
Yeah, it was some crazy shit, though.
This right here, man, this is the theme, man. This is the fucking UGS shit. I'm going to upload it
UGS.
Right here. You know what I'm saying? But what's it like, man, you know what I'm saying, here again. You got a motherfucker here in Canada. You know what I'm saying? You got a motherfucker in Illinois, a motherfucker in St. Louis, and a motherfucker all the way in Washington. I mean, that's what this shit is about. People don't understand, man. This is fucking true unity.
Yeah,
that's called worldwide for these motherfuckers that just want to try to attack one area, motherfucker. We attacking this whole bitch.
Yep. And then what's cool about it is we don't have to do a whole lot of talking after they see what motherfuckers is doing. When they go to the website, ugsforlife.com, then they see the shit. Motherfuckers be like, wow. Okay, these dudes doing this shit on their own, and we ain't riding behind nobody else to do what we doing. Everybody putting their work in individually.
Independent.
And staying connected. Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I love about it, man.
Yeah. That's real shit. You always hear these rappers, you know what I'm saying, they'll be like, oh, man, I'm worldwide. I'm worldwide with it. You know what I'm saying? But that's one thing about this social network bullshit is we're able to do that without selling 50,000 records. All we got to do is get on there and reach out to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. If anything we could take away from that, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing that's positive. But here it is, man. It's left, right, man. Who wants the intro of this shit, man? Tell me about this song.
Oh, man.
Left, right.
It's off Villain Nation, man.
It's off the Villain Nation mixtape?
Yes, sir.
Man, you dropped
the
mixtape.
They went in on that shit, man.
I can't keep track of a motherfucking villain. You dropped
I know, villain
videos.
Will be recording their ass off, man. See, I wish I had them capabilities right now. Yeah.
Well, here it is, here. Left, right, man.
Left, right, soldiers on the left, soldiers on the right. Left, right, soldiers on the left, soldiers on the right.
Soldier mentality, rolling with empty weaponry. Don't they call a kamikaze, killing everybody. Light them up like Gotti, got them down with a machete. 2012 philosophy, I'm going ham. Aries, Taurus, that's a ram. Animal that doesn't give a damn. I'm a diamond, you can be the brave. Where you stay is where you lay. So drop down and pray. Amen, rage. Dunker hits the final sequence. Package the presents for the orphans. Seaport for their vital organs. Their screams are priceless.
Yeah.
Call me devilish. I'm so relentless. I won't stop there. Nowhere is safe. I'm everywhere. I don't care where or who you are. You can be the man. I got a knife with some mana you can handle. Rat-a-tata, watch your brain scatter when I pull the trigger.
Left, right. Soldiers on the left. Soldiers on the right, left, right. Soldiers on the left, soldiers on the right.
Now this is coming straight from a UGS soldier. Wanna run a back ain't hard with your click, I'll roll ya. I told ya, ain't nobody rapper living real me. I'll have your mama bent over while you're choking from a guillotine. I hit the scene, all white, fuck it up like coca. Snort a bump, get laid back, and then I'll smoke ya. Hold up to bat back, want to pull the trigger. Dairy Queen ass punk, shit me, call it burger. Grab that burner, I will learn ya. What we do should not concern a punk overseas, hiding presence, make a missile and show ya. Frank ain't safe his money, he should save his rap career's a waste. I can't get rid of his wife, since this dumb bitch got my dick to take. So now you know, DM bitch, better hope the world will end. Beat up A, built like that, but y'all rap about that life again. Now y'all got the watch you want, it's a new age all across. Burger records is enslaved when I drop my pen, a battle's never lost.
Left, right. Soldiers on the left, soldiers on the right. Left, right. Soldiers on the left, soldiers on the right.
Stacked up against the wall, ready for the combat. Going like a soldier to the end, like I said, black Terminator 2, fuck you, it ain't true. Going to the end, yeah, homie, thought you knew. Truth, got me thinking every day, it's just been day. I'm blasting on them clowns and I pray they don't get away. One fucking Glock, two guys, drop the third, call the cops, cause the four fight wouldn't stop. I'm sitting 7 years to bring the fair to spot. I run the city dark, not just the pop. Military mind with a criminal crime. Put me anywhere on God, green earth, I'll be fine. Pursuing paper power with a passion. Plus, pack a pistol, both through the plastic. Yes, sir, I ain't fresher than you thought. Here we go again, got a mind like a boss. Criminal genius.
Left, right. Soldiers on the left, soldiers on the right. Left, right. Soldiers on the left, soldiers on the right.
Attention! That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? We're here with the motherfucking asshole, Dirte, the one, the only. But I'm fixing to bring on somebody, you know what I'm saying, here in a minute. Let me go back and bring on my guest. What up, Dirte?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a special guest here on in 1 second. Wants to shout, say what up to you. Let me see. Let me try to call him again. Having a little technical difficulties, but yeah, man, that shit's dope right there. Oh, here we go, man. We got the brother on right now. I'm gonna bring him on.
Uh-oh.
You hear him?
What's that?
Yeah.
Hello?
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 Yeah, man.
You got Dirt Tay on the line, bro.
Hello, Dirt Tay, bro. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, dog?
What's up? Yeah. Good to hear you, Dirt Tay.
All the way in Australia,
man,
they let
you off the leash and put you on the phone, man?
Yeah, I'm on.
Dog out there getting it, huh?
Yeah, we lost Matthew.
Ah,
Tom,
man.
What?
Oh, you here? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can hear you, but I can only just hear Dirt Tay. Yeah.
I can barely understand you. The phone is real sharp right now.
Yeah. Well, shit. Hey, Matthew, thanks for calling in, bro.
No worries, bro. No worries, big bro.
Hey, UGS for life, brother.
UGS for life. That's it.
That's
my dog.
That's all the way from Australia. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this shit worldwide right here on the radio, man. Shout out to little brother Matthew, man. There's got to be the biggest supporter of this UGS shit from day one. You know what I'm saying? Also, Gangsta Crow, Free Gangsta Crow, like we was talking about. Man, it's crazy because, you know, now, like you said, you can always go to Chicago and say, hey, Blackie, you know, I want to get up, do a song, whatever. But, shit, man, you can take a trip to Australia. You got a motherfucker over there that could pick you up at the airport.
You ain't even lying.
You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely, you know what I'm saying?
And it should be noted that he's not a rapper or nothing, man. He's just a supporter that's been down. He ain't looking for nothing. He's just a real motherfucker right there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Big shout out to Matthew.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else that's down with the movement. But, you know, we got I think Mac J back on.
Yeah, man. Mac, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
All the way, I was like, all the way from down under, and it ain't no Crocodile Dundee, but if somebody talks some shit on him, I'll pull that big-ass knife out, just like he had on the movie.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife, you feel me? Fuck with Matt, he we liable to do it to you, man, because that, for real, man, I love fucking with that dude, too, man.
Yeah, that's what I always say, man, that's the fuck Mad Max. That's Mad Matt in the Thunderdome because he's gonna if we don't get you, Matt will, man. That's a promise. You know what I'm saying? That's guaranteed. I mean, whenever somebody defects, man, Matthew is always one of the first ones. If it ain't Six, or if it ain't myself, or it ain't Dirt Tay, Matthew,
yep.
Go fuck yourself. You know, right on their
Matt,
shit.
Matt and Six the Shocker.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
shit.
Shocker,
oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of, let's talk about who your favorite rapper is, man, Dirt Tay.
Oh, Free C Murder. That's my favorite rapper of all time right there.
That's a good one, too. That's a good one.
Can't nobody say he wasn't the realest rapper out, man. That dude always put his heart on his sleeve, you know, and I'm surprised more cats didn't pick up on his style, man.
Yeah, I always like C Murder too, though. Always.
Yeah,
you know, it seemed like after DMX, all that real shit went downhill, man.
Yeah, I think, man, my personal theory is they got rid of Pac, you know what I'm saying, and then they slowly started getting rid of these other motherfuckers that were spitting that real shit, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, one at a time, you know, and I got a confession. Yeah.
And motherfuckers get real mad at me for this shit. But I was never a Biggie fan, and I was never really a Pac fan.
Yeah.
I like how Pac spit real shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I, on some real shit, I only liked his songs that went hard because, like, it seemed like he would get lost in the sauce sometimes, man. And I don't know, like
pain or some shit like that.
Maybe it's like maybe I couldn't really relate to him, you know, or something. I'm not sure, but like, honestly, man, the best verse Biggie ever spit was that one with Bone. And other than
he ripped that bitch too.
Yeah, I like Big, but Pac was my all-time.
Yeah, Pac was my all-time favorite. But then I used to like Spice One too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Spice.
But before they came out, I had a couple favorite rappers before then. So it's like y'all my favorite rappers now. Like CO, one of my favorite rappers out of anybody that's out on this planet rapping right now. That's like one of the, I can go to his songs every time, and I know I'm gonna get a charge from Trey Wood and them Street Geeks the same way. A lot of your music, everybody's stuff. Like when people ask me what I'm listening to, because I don't listen to the radio. I have ESPN radio on because I'm into sports or whatever. But as far as regular radio, I don't listen to shit. And all my CDs is old shit. Even the bootleg dude, he always got everything that's on the shelves. But I'm always asking for old shit. I end up getting like Mystical mixed CDs or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But these motherfuckers out here with that swag shit, I can't do it. I got too old for that shit, you know what I'm saying? But then I don't want my young children really listening to that shit at the same token, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I know, a lot of people hate on me for that, man, but like I don't know, it's just something about it, man. Like I felt like his rough shit was a lot better than his slower songs, or when he was just like the California Love song to me is whack. Like,
yeah,
How Do You Want It too?
How Do You Want It? I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All them songs like that is the ones I didn't like. I'll tell you
this shit. My favorite shit from him was the Thug Life CD.
Yeah.
I thought that era of Tupac was the tough shit.
Yep. Me Against the World is still my favorite CD out of his. All of them. Cause he was just about to, but Me Against the World had all cuts on there. Cause he was going to prison then.
Back to See Murder though, that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He definitely he kept it 100. What was your favorite See Murder album, Dirty?
Man, actually, I want to say Screaming for Vengeance, man. To bring Mia X back on a track after years, and she just dumped on that Posted on a Block remix, man. And, like, it was like he hadn't really been rapping that much, and he sounded like he never left the game and even still got better, you know? So, like, I got mad respect. He comes out, he from what I read, he busted that album out in, like, 4 months and just killed it. So, like, Screaming for Vengeance or Bossolini would probably be my bet.
I'm about to say I like Bossolini, too, though. Yeah.
Because that Ghetto Millionaire song was, man, I still bump that right now.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, let's go into song Panic, man. Why don't you tell everybody about the song Panic?
Man, the thing is, like, I'm a white boy, and every time I do a show, 9 times out of 10, I'm the only white boy on the bill. And they find out real quick that the white boy goes the hardest and makes motherfuckers panic. So I hit my boy Smoke, and I was like, man, I need to do this song about making motherfuckers panic. And Smoke's from FTS, which Full-Time Soldiers was like the biggest rap group to come out of Seattle after Sir Mix-a-Lot. It was like 97 through 2001, somewhere in there. And, you know, he's still doing his thing, too. So that's what it is. He's an OG in the game. And we make these motherfuckers panic.
Yeah.
Here it is.
I'm make them panic. I'll make them panic. Turn you get so frantic, pacing in the attic. I'll make them panic. I'll make them panic. Take your breath away. Give it all to me. Every time I drop a gem, motherfuckers wonder what's up with him. Is he ever gonna stop rocking the spot? Get shot on the block with a Glock with a fly. Am I coming for my foes? Am I taking all the shows? Now the money now froze. All they hoes shows. Y'all hit all time lows. This motherfucker grows. How they think I rose? I rose to the man that I am. Mr. Born to Win. Ain't no bitch boy gonna change that. Get dropped on the back. Leave a motherfucker flat in the EDC. We don't deal with rats. So you say you're gonna find me running up behind me. Now you wanna fry me. Bet you never try me. Come and get a lesson. Now I got him guessing. Homie in and out of my section. I'll make them panic. I'll make them panic. Turn you get so frantic. In the attic, I'll make them panic. I'll make them panic. Take your breath away. Give it all to me. Give me four controls and a mattress. Got the shovel backed up deep in the mattress. Rolling through my city with a bad bitch. Smoking on a cat piss. When these niggas seem to gon' panic. But I can understand, slow down. Let me hit him with the venom, young Motown. They're gonna panic when they see the eye drop. Pulling up in the eye rock with the eye top. Wondering what the boy got. More than you, and if we're talking money flow, I got more than you. Fuck the money, put the bitch to the side. You can get your clothes and the ride, I still got more than you.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can feel the hate. Got them really, really mad when I'm in the face. Got them really, really mad when I'm out of state. They can't stand it, no matter what I do, they're gonna panic.
I'll make them panic. I'll make them panic. Turn you get so frantic. Pacing in the attic. I'll make them panic. I'll make them panic. Take your breath away. Give it all to me.
Me and Smoke bumping FTS in the back of a night rock, nothing less. You really don't wanna push out your chest. Still gonna panic just like the rest. Hold up, homie, let's make amends. Give up the keys to your mama's Benz. Now y'all starting to see the trend. Your panic waves spread throughout your friends. They started pacing. Heartbeats racing. Looking at me straight like a clutch rebasing. Might have got some weed with that lacing. Oh, now y'all know what it is. Looking at me, then you started to piss. I flex and you panic, knowing I'm manic. Hot in the attic, I win when I make them. I'll make them panic. I'll make them panic. Turn you get so frantic. Pacing in the attic. I'll make them panic. I'll make them panic. Take your breath away. Give it all to me.
What the fuck I'm talking about right there. We gotta bring the asshole back once again. Man,
yeah.
that's some shit right there, man. You know what I'm saying? definitely
sometimes I even surprise myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you've only been doing this not that long. I mean, when did you really get started?
My winter album took me 9 months from start to finish, so 9 months before May of 2010 is when I started rapping.
But you always had a love for music and shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Who were some of your earlier influences?
Bone, that Creeping on a Come Up album still in the car right now. East 1999, Eternal, still in my car right now. The way Master P made 400 mil in, what was it, like 2 or 3 years or some crazy shit like that?
I think it was like
that.
From 97 to 99 or some shit like that, yeah.
And that'll never be touched again. So he was one of my big influences because it was like, he didn't just promote one artist. He was smart. He had 99 artists on No Limit, and this guy pushed everybody, and he made his money, you know? And that's where cats, like, just pushing Drake or just pushing Lil Wayne and not pushing Busta Rhymes and not pushing Mystical. Like, what the fuck is Birdman thinking? Busta Rhymes is twice the artist as either two of those cream pies, and Mystical, he ain't what he used to be, so I guess that's a bad that example, but
yeah, he definitely, you know what I'm saying? I was shocked when he went to Cash Money. That was the label that made the song, you know, drag him through the river and shit, you know. It's like, but now, look at him now. They're wearing zebra tights, bumping mustaches, you know what I'm saying, tossing
salad.
Well,
he's in Seattle on Thursday. And I don't think
Little
I'm
Wayne?
Mystical.
Oh, Mystical?
Nah, Cash Money always sets up shows out here and then they never show up. They've done that like probably 7-8 times. So I've had, you know, since I bumped No Limit so much, I already had some like fuck you towards them because that was just the movement that I was fucking with. And then when they kept coming up here and then they would cancel the show and basically like shit on us, because I know every single time it ain't nobody else's fault. It's got to be yours after a while.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, it is a smaller market up here. So, but like, if you still want fans all over the place, you're going to take a little bit more money and try to gain more fans. You know what I'm saying? So it was a stupid-ass business move on their part. And I just, I haven't had respect for them ever in my life, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I didn't when, you know, because I was an old Cash Money head back in the early 90s when they had UNLV, Pimp Daddy, BG, you know what I'm saying, before they had, you know what I'm saying, all the other bullshit. But they fucked that label up, man. I mean, if you look at some of them early album covers, you see babies sitting on the fucking steps in raggedy-ass sweatpants, and you know what I'm saying, and no tattoos, no jewelry, nothing. He looks like he just crawled out of the fucking sewer. You know what I'm saying? And now you look at this motherfucker, he looks like C-3PO and shit. It's like, get the fuck out of here. You know? I always said, man, if I'm starving enough and I see that fool anywhere in the vicinity, I hope I have a pair of pliers with me because I'm taking that fucking grill. Melt that shit down.
Man.
Get some good guap off that shit.
You ain't lying.
That motherfucker. But, man, you know what I'm saying? You and Bad Black, man, you guys have done some tracks together. There's this one you did with him and Nima called Jump On Some Shit, man. Tell me about that shit. What was it like?
Well, me and CO talked about that joint for like a good hour. And I knew I didn't want to hook on there because it's just one of them beats where people need to like hear some lyrics and then kind of vibe to the beat a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, I was like getting a Midwest cat on a West Coast beat, no hook. I was like, man, let's just go hard on them. Let's jump on some shit on these motherfuckers. And of course, Bad Black down like a motherfucker, man. And he actually, he dropped his verse first. And then Nima dropped his verse. And then I dropped my verse after, a couple days after Nima did. And Nima's actually talking about some local bloggers in Seattle that kind of diss him on the low and whatnot. Nima's not really a confrontational person, but it's always good to get your feelings out on a track. You know what I'm saying? So I had to hit them, that Jay-Z faggot, and, you know, Kanye, because if Kanye ever took my mic, I'd fucking slap that little faggot down. But, you know, it's...
Rebreak his jaw. Then he could live through the wire once again.
I'm saying, man, because, like, to me, Jay-Z is whack.
He's a
faggot. His first album, I fuck with it all day. You know?
Yeah.
But, like, this new shit, I'm greatest rapper alive? No, bro. You're nowhere close.
Yeah,
like, you're still down in the 300 range, homie.
Yeah, he's nothing. You know what I'm saying?
And then I don't know when Kanye thought that he became a good rapper, but, like, his first album was way better than the shit he's putting out now. And I didn't fuck with him then. So,
yeah.
Like, I heard about, you know, how you gonna punk a little girl on stage, man? Does that make you a man, you know? Because if it does, then I'm not a man.
That's the type of dude that would just, he would hit a first grader.
Little kid, you know, squirt
him with a squirt gun and he'd slap the shit out of her in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I guarantee I'd love to see him get that jaw broke again, you know what I'm saying, kicked in the ribs. slapped up a little bit. You know, Jay-Z, I'd love to see him get his face broken.
Well, a little quick story. When I got my teacher from Royster 5'9", we were driving from Seattle to Shoreline, where the studio is, and his manager was in the back, and I guess he was in the back of my car, and the manager had told us that he went on tour with Kanye, and Kanye got so many death threats, like, everywhere he went. Like, people really hate this dude. And I couldn't live like that, man. I'd have to change my image or something, because, like, he was telling me that he had to quit the tour because he was worried he was going to get fucked up because of Kanye.
Yeah.
So that's just, you know, that's just a little knowledge that I have about the dude. And then to see him grab the mic from a little blonde-headed girl that has nothing to do with rap, you know, like, you're going to punk a little, what was she, 16 at the time or something?
Probably, yeah, a kid, a minor.
Yeah, I mean, like,
pedophile-ass rapper, faggot.
Yeah, bro, and then, like, his girlfriend was taller than him, buffer than him. I mean, what the fuck, man? This dude's all confused, dog.
Yeah, real shit. Well, hey, we're going to go off into this song, then we're going to bring on MC Mac, but, is there anything you want to tell people? Like, I know that if you go to UGSforLife.com, hit the links page, you're gonna find the asshole right there. But where else can they get at?
Man, I'm on Bandcamp. Just search Dirte. I'm on iTunes. You know, my website is down right now because I'm trying to revamp that shit. And I finally got my .com. Some spam-ass fucking person was trying to sell me my Dirte.com for like $2,500. And I had to go through some bullshit to get them off of that. But then, you know, Facebook, just at Dirte on Facebook and at Mr. Born to Win on Twitter. And it's UGS for life.
Definitely. Hey, thanks for coming out, my brother.
All day, dog.
Here you go. This is Dirte, Nima, and the Bad Black. Jump on some shit.
Like a motherfucker.
What it did?
It's the daddy or your baby mama kid. And I don't fuck with sleazy bitch. A nigga with attitude, I'm on that easy shit. You soft shell niggas on that cheesy shit. Kick Drake in the ass and make him spit out wheezy dick. On this dick, nigga. And I don't bite my tongue like a bitch, nigga. Yo, Dirte, fuck with him or her say. Cause all of them niggas sweeter than Hershey. And you bitches come and swallow if you're thirsty. And he mean gotta be your birthday. Fourth quarter, I'm supposed to ball. My little son, Karunka, flow better than most of y'all, huh?
Dirte, what up? Nima, Seattle, Nima's back. I'm like a novelist, causing casualties. Another dead MC, just another pen to me. He was a friend, but now he gone. I might not start it, you know I finish it off. I might not pop it, but they won't be popping off. When they see us 40 deep up in the club, Ron think you in awe. Haters, they be like, nah. Like, damn, Nima really popping off. Seattle, I got it locked. I'm like a boss. When it comes to this grind, I'm a hog. I want it all. Call me top notch. Dimes up off the block. Now they all talk and gossip up on the blog. Cause we swap it out, just playing our cards. Dirte, what up my dog? It ain't nothing, just playing my part.
Dirte, I count my dollars. I got dollar stacks. Fucking the bronze, mom, in the back of his leg. Watch the phone, homie, watch me on stage. Beyonce's pregnant with my kid, give me praise. It's just too bad, y'all thought it was Jay. Grab on my mic, I'm killing Kanye. Saying y'all the illest, but taste fam will kill us. Y'all keep dropping that garbage, we delivering them hitters. The Everett asshole strikes once again. Piss pissing you off like when you're pissing the wind. Why the fuck should I frown? You're hating this grin. Here go my son, you hating my twin. I'm snapping on bitches, paying for rap for their riches. Ain't no slacking dog distance, game with no fucking glitches. Here to follow my boys to give the industry twitches. Punks like Soulja Boy, wind up in the ditches. Fuck em.
That's what the fuck it is right now, man. I'm going to bring on my co-host for the second half of the show. We got Laid Back. What's up, Laid Back?
Yo, what it do, man?
Man, shout out to the homeboy Dirte for coming through. And we're fixing to call MC Mac. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring him on right now, man. Here we go. This is Scrape My Brother Six, you know what I'm saying? Did one of his covers, his best cover, by the way, man. Love that shit. Shout out to the homeboy Six.
Yo.
Hey, what up, Mac? How you doing, man? It's the Murder Master Music Show.
Murder Master?
Yeah, Murder Master Music Show. Got my brother Laid Back on the line with me.
Yeah. What to do? What to do?
What to do with you?
Yeah. Man, for the people that, you know, been sleeping under a fucking rock, man, why don't you tell them who you are, brother?
MC, Mac for Life, Kamikaze, I'm the boss, don't play with it, Supreme Band.
And you put out, man, you put out music, I mean, long before 3-6 stuff, before you got with them. When did you start putting out music originally?
I started putting out music in the summer of 93. But according to Ram Wave, now doing tapes around the school, you know what I'm saying, around the school yard way before then, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Yo, what was your first track, man?
One of my first tracks?
Yeah.
We're talking about Dragon Bears, goddamn. Yeah.
For sure.
I had another junk called What's Inside of Me. Man. Got a couple of junk, man.
Yo, man, when'd you click with 666 Mafia? You know what I mean? DJ Paul and just jamming them.
Clicked up with Paul and Juicy and got me brainstorming now. That was in 94, 95, actually. Because that joke came out like 95. So it was like probably like 94, actually. 93, 94. So that's
it. Yo, man, like, why did they never give you no Hypnotized Minds chain, man?
I don't know. You gotta ask them that shit. I ain't really want about no Hypnotized Minds chain. I just want a chick.
That's fucked up, man. You were bumping on that shit.
I just want a chick.
Cut the fucking check.
Cut the check, man.
Yeah, you can keep the check. Get the check.
Well, let's talk about your latest project, man. What's the latest prep? Pure Enter 4?
Volume 4, man.
Tunes at iapstore.com right now. Everybody need to go check that joint out. That joint wanging out the fucking frame. And also check out that Kamikaze gear, Kamikaze t-shirts at selectois.com. John dope as hell. Got about 15 tracks on the joint. Quarter, get to the mouth.
Right?
You can check out the single, the video, I be the MC, and Try to Make It Rich. And Do You Remember singles on YouTube right now? Videos and everything. So,
tracks. Yeah.
Sure, man.
That's
what you got coming in the future, man.
What's that, bro?
Yeah, tell them about the track, Rat Tatter. We're going to play that shit right now.
Rat Tatter.
Boom, yeah, man. It was, got my homeboy B-Wiz on the track, got my homeboy Trashnuff on the board, you know what I'm saying, got MC Mac on the mic, my homeboy Kano with me, you know what I'm saying, on the chorus of that joint, and bassless shit, just a club joint, you know what I mean, everybody in Memphis used to be gangster walking, bucking wild, turning the clubs up, going ham, you heard the Trigger Man effect in that joint, and, shit, original dope Memphis shit, crunk, buck wild, fast tempo, Kamikaze.
This is If you're on this shit right here, man, this is a perfect track for you. Here it is.
Another motherfucking Memphis classic, nigga. Crank this motherfucker all the way up, nigga. We finna make it do what it do, nigga. MC motherfucking Mac for life. Clear out of volume 4. Bring your shit to the motherfucking dog, nigga. Rap town, town, boom, boom. Let's go, you kids, tell me blow the whole world. Rap, rap, rap,
about. know what I'm saying? We're gonna play one of them songs in a minute, but let me ask you this: how's the new album doing for you, Mac?
Man, it's doing what it's doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Still messing with Selecto hits on as for my distribution, man. And I got IAP doing the pressing, and it's been, man. You know what I mean? It's been definitely my top seller thus far. So, you know, doing pretty good. And also, the Kamikaze T-shirts taking off too. So, you know, if you ain't got the Paranormal Volume 4 and the Kamikaze T-shirts, you're slipping. You know what I'm saying?
Slipping. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yo, finish with your laid back shirt, man.
Oh yeah, and the laid back shirt. Don't play.
Canada and Memphis, you know what I'm saying? I'm here in Southern Illinois. You know what I'm saying? Putting it down, man. We got let's bring on Mac motherfucking J, man, out of St. Louis. And we're clicking up with people.
Yeah, what's up with it, man? UGS for life, man. I see y'all got MC Mac on here, real M Town veteran and shit. Good look, man.
Yeah,
hey, but I want to know if y'all is the Kamikaze ever gonna do a whole nother album just with Scam Man, you and K Rock and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
man, as it is, Scam, we've been recording on it. We got a couple of songs that we are recording on as for now for the new Kamikaze album. But K Rock, you know what I mean? I haven't touched base with K Rock in a while. Actually, he was supposed to be on the Volume 4, but
mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't touched back bases with him, but he doing his thing in the deal. So, but that's for the new Kamikaze Inc. album. Yeah, we definitely going. That's something that's definitely in the works as we speak. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be checking for. I want to see that video you were just talking about too. What'd you say? Blowing nigga ass off. Blow your ass off.
Blow your ass off part two.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
I'm Kurt. Any of you nice elderly women in your mid-80s? Please pick this shit up. Bump it. It's good for the soul.
Yeah, right, because I was, like you were saying, you was, when y'all first had got with Paul and them around 94, 95, I used to live down there back then. I remember when all that shit was coming out, man. That's why I asked you about would cats ever get back together and do different albums, because it's still a lot of fans out here, man, that they don't even know that some guys still doing music, but shit, if it's out here for them to get a hold of it, man, I'm pretty sure motherfuckers gonna hop on that shit, man. I know at least I would. We be wondering where cats be at. I be hearing new albums from certain cats, and I be like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But it's like if you don't live in their region, sometimes it's hard to get, you know, get in tune with the music that people be bringing out. So good looking for coming to UGS for life, you know what I'm saying, to spread your word on this shit, because I love
that
hard.
Keep on my page, by them on YouTube, you know what I mean? Keep everybody informed on what's going on. Check on my Facebook page at MC Mac for Life on Twitter. And, keeping the shit going, man.
I'm going to bring on my other brother, Six. This our brother here, man. He did one of your covers. You know what I'm saying? This is the brother, Six, man. What up, Six?
What up, Six?
What's going on, y'all? I'm back from my fucking handling some business. What's the deal?
Yeah, we got MC Mac on this motherfucker. You know,
oh, yeah, I've been listening, man. What's happening? You got to let me on with them covers again, man. You need to put some quality on them covers one more time. Get me back on that shit, and I'm going to kill it.
Oh, yeah. Go to our website, ugsforlife.com. Check out his portfolio, motherfucker. Got crazy shit. He does all our shit. All our shit, man.
Definitely.
Six will
hand with it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Hey, and if you want to, come on the radio and just talk shit and tell somebody off, man, we do that shit on Saturday. You know,
yeah, KFYB radio.
You know, we call names, we threat motherfuckers. We're calling up on the phone. You know, fuck. Please fucking Saturday.
7 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. Central.
All day.
But I'm gonna play this song. You know what I'm saying? Kamikaze featuring Laid Back. What's it called?
Laid Back.
What's it?
Yeah.
Introduce this one for me.
Yeah, man. Chilling the Cadillac, man.
All right, here we go.
Smack and Frozen, right? Yeah.
That's what it is. Who produced it?
Yeah. All day.
Yeah. J-Dot.
J-Dot, man. J-Dot. That's what it is right here.
Kill me. What up, CHB? What up, White Cottage? Let's see. Good going right on the way in the studio. My boy K. Good. He died. Oh,
come on, guys. Let's see. Ice out.
Now you staring at a maverick and messing with the baddest shit. You look, my income status. McDonald's truck look average. That's a lot of cabbage. Making people savage. Worship like them savages. They'll blow your apparatus. You fucking with some magic. Days of blade in this game. Say my name, you'll get hanged like a fucking picture frame. Stick them flame, take your chain and let off a couple brains. Leave you laying on the lane right beside victims. They fucking with a monster who smokes a lot of ganja. That weed getting stronger. So come on and conquer. On them killers, yep, check until I pull the strap back. Leave your pussy blade flat, lay back. Call my nigga Gorilla, he roll out ASAP. Call my nigga Mills, he pull out like eight straps. Calipole, I'm call ready for this fat truth. I roll on the block of the Cadillac, chained out in the Maybach while MC Mac is puffing on a 20-sack.
In the back of the Cadillac, smoking that cushion, I'm sipping that yak. Tricks to my right and the triggers to my left. I'm cutting my money and I'm going like that.
We can take it to the streets, then your hoes will fuck with me. SK round the way, don't play. Send their clips, they ready to spray. I was raising all Memphis, Valentine, the smoking city. Rollin' first, I be all up in me. What's a bitch, you don't hear me. But we know for violent crimes. First go to eight and dropping dimes. Listen to the prosecutor, fill your soul to cut your time. No assistance, just for self. Buy no shit to take your wealth. Wanting everything you got and work for nigga, kill yourself. Cross a nigga for a blood. They say the devil's got no love. Chain of command, don't understand. So tell me why I give a fuck. It's drama. Do you believe in karma? What goes around comes around. Like horror, oh, I haunt. I ain't going dog pound. On my face, I keep a frown. Waistline, be my friend of mine. Specializing all around. Winging out the frame, boy. All the way to Canada. This is map for life when I'm on the mic. Better handle.
Chilling in the back of the Cadillac. Smoking that cushion. I'm sipping that yak. Tricks to my right and the triggers to my left. I'm cutting my money and I'm going like that.
Yeah, there we go. Let's bring back on MC Mac. Hey, what up, Mac? Yeah, you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a question for you. You know what I'm saying? My brother don't want me to get at you and ask you this. You ever heard of Evil Pimp? Evil Pimp says he's from Memphis. He spits some of that Memphis stuff. Have you ever heard of him before?
Nah, I sure haven't.
You haven't heard of him? You think he said he was from Memphis? That's what he said. Yeah. I mean, I reviewed some of his CDs. I mean, he lives in Iowa now, but he said he was from Memphis. I didn't know if you ever did any music with him back in the day or not.
What part of Memphis is he from?
Let me see. Anybody know what part of Memphis he says? Nah. I don't know, to be honest with you. But I always wanted to know that, though, if you ever worked with him.
Yeah, from Memphis. I heard of Skinner, you know what I'm saying? It's Project Pimp, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, I can't say I have, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is. Let me bring back on my co-host, man, DJ Villain, you know what I'm saying, all the way in Canada. You got Frozen with you and J-Dot?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be calling in, man. They're going to be calling in later in the show, man.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Canada definitely in this bitch. Memphis in this bitch. But,
you want the South connections, man.
When people check out your music, Mac, man, what can they expect? Are you gonna give them the same Mac every time, or are you going to flip it on them? I mean...
I try to stay versatile, man. Give them something new. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep that same Memphis feel. You know what I'm saying? You gonna hear some Croc shit. You gonna hear some Buck shit. Some Croc shit that you're bouncing around in the car. You know what I'm saying? Some you wanna drink something to, snout something to, smoke something to. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. But then also, you always gonna hear some pepping in my shit. because, you know, we is from the South, you know what I'm saying? And Memphis, known for pimping and blues, you know, so you're going to hear them riffs in my shit always, you know what I'm saying? Believe it.
Yeah. What's up, man? Yo, you got anything coming out new with T-Rock, man? Because I know you already have an album with T-Rock, right, man?
Yeah, we've been talking, man, about doing another album, man, since the first joint is doing pretty good, and something definitely talking about doing another collabo with T-Rock. And shit, I got another Best of Pianos probably finna get ready to come out with like 5 or 6 new exclusive joints on there. That's gonna be dropping real soon. And then I got the Kamikaze Ink Time's Up Chopped and Screwed album finna get ready to be re-released. So, you know, we just call it doing it, man. You know, trying to keep
that's what's
keep
up,
shit
man.
Popping.
Yeah, sir. Yo, who's chopping and screwing up that album, man?
I got my homeboy DJ K6, man, out of Arkansas doing the thing, man. Good guy, man. What's up, DJ K6? If you listening, man, we fucking with you, you know? And, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, yo, I just got a question for you, man, MC Mac. Yo, like, how do you see the rap scene now in Memphis compared to, like, back in the days when you were starting out, man?
Man, it's a bunch of new cats jumping out here, you know what I mean? But the Memphis scene, man, rappers is everywhere out here. You wouldn't believe it. Back in the days, you know, it was a few rappers. I mean, now everybody rap. Everybody who got a laptop is a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Want to be a rapper. You know what I'm saying? And back in the days, a lot of cats, you know, you had to do some shit just to be a rapper. You just couldn't get on the mic and rap shit. You had to do some shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to... I snitch on myself, snitch on nobody, but, you know, I'm just saying, you know, everybody rapping now, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know,
I feel you, man.
Hey, man, Warren fucking Beatty rapping, everybody rapping. Fucking Bullworth.
Yeah.
Everybody rapping now, you know?
Yeah.
That's real talk.
Sure. If you ain't got no life experience, man, like the way I see it, man, is like in the movie Hustle and Flow, when the dude's like, everyone got it right. You know, you got it right for sure to get on the mic, but... If you ain't got no background, you got no life experience, man, like, what do you got to
say
to the game, man?
To reach people.
For
that's
sure.
What I mean, I want to elaborate on that, not to cut you off, but that's what, as a fan, because I ain't a fucking rapper, as a fan, that's what I want, man. I want to hear some shit that's gonna motivate me, or I want to hear some shit that's going to get me aggressive, make me want to fucking Bundy a bitch. That's the type of shit I want to hear, some shit from the gut. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers come to me with music and they ain't quite ready yet, I tell them, man, you got to bring that shit out from the gut. Don't you feel the same way, kind of?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah, most definitely. You want to hear about some life experiences, some shit nigga been through, don't do. You know what I'm saying? It's reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. We've had, I don't know if you had a chance to go to UGSforLife.com. Check out our archive. Man, we've had, I don't know how many Memphis legends we've had on the show, man. We've had, man, Lord Infamous, Gangster Pat, Al Capone, DJ Squeaky, DJ Squeaky, DJ Zerk.
DJ Squeaky, man.
Yeah. He probably heard that. What the fuck? But, you know what I'm saying, thanks for coming on the show and joining this archive, man. It's a huge-ass fucking archive of Memphis legends. Literally 20 of you motherfuckers on here, at least. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But,
MC Mac.
Yo,
what it do?
Oh.
Yes, sir. So, what's MC Mac doing right now, man?
Mine. Sitting out here, man, drinking on a beer, you know what I'm saying, for the girl to get into yo and lay a couple of choruses and probably lay a verse in a minute. You know what I mean?
Sure, man.
Trying to get
live
motivated.
In the studio, man.
Yeah. So what now?
So we live in the studio, man.
Yeah, man. I was in the studio, man. You know what I'm saying? Even when we ain't recording, we always in the studio. You know what I'm talking about?
Man, yeah. I'm looking at a mic right now. I'm looking at a mic right now, man.
That's what's up, man. No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Listen, man, get at us, man. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up. We got these dope tracks. We got verses, features for sale. So, you know what I'm saying? We have a collaborate. Also, distribution. You know what I'm saying? All the distributors that's listening, get at us. You know what I'm talking about? copping deals.
So where can we hit you up at, man?
Man, you can hit me up on the Facebook. You know, it's M period, lowercase C period, M-A-C-K. That's MC Mac on the Facebook. Or you can join the official MC Mac. Mr. MC Mac group, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, or you can get that on the Twitter, you know what I'm saying, at MC Mac for Life, the number 4, Life, on Twitter, you know what I'm saying. Oh, shit, you can get that on YouTube, MC Mac Music on YouTube, you know what I mean.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Yo, where most of your sales come from, man? Like, when your CDs and shit, huh?
You ask me, you mean city-wise, or, you know, most of it?
Yeah, anything, like just merchandise, basically.
Memphis usually be my number, Memphis, of course, then Nashville, and then Atlanta, San Antonio, always been a big supporter. I got a lot of hits out there in San Antonio, so I got bits and pieces of Florida, too, man, Florida, you know what I'm saying, certain parts of Georgia, too, so. It's all over, even overseas, you know what I mean? I got hits from somewhere everywhere. But those are probably my top regions, you know what I mean?
For sure. That's what's up, man. I just heard from some other Memphis cats, you know what I mean? Like, it was, they had a lot of cats in Germany, you know what I mean? Buying their shit.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Well, let's play that song you did called Crunk with him. Tell me
Crunk,
about that
Crunk.
One.
Yeah, man, for sure. We hit up MC Mac, you know, we're showing love to MC Mac, Kamikaze Inc., you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, man. It's me, your boy's on the hook. I'm first verse, and then J-Dot produced the beat. MC Mac, tell them what it is, man.
Crunk off the Cognac. Laid back.
That's what it is, man.
That's what the fuck it is. Here it is right here, Murder Master Music Show.
Okay. You ain't no crunk off that corny yak. 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 Ain't no DJ villain laid back. Click the whip, MC Mac. Getting crunk off that cognac. Bumping project pack. Get your head cracked. Spring on a fool. Pull your brains on your lap. While you getting capped. Bitch, take a dab now. In this PC, got credential free. Instrumental in the beast and devil hits. With the kick to your devil. It's so simple. We kill our rivals like we was tribal. Crazy in the last stage. It's to or die survival. Crunk off that cognac. 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 No, y'all already know what it be. Crunk as fuck, my eyes should be. I can barely see. Smoking trees, yeah, got me on the lean. Green is my sack, mean with the ball. Let the whole go creatine. Really, who the hell be fucking with my team? Lay back, hate if you gon' hate that. Just know we rollin' low goals, ain't scared of the fucking popo. Got beef right to your door, we'll blow your ass low. MC Mac in this bitch, click is fully equipped. States to Canada, we will damage us, we the shit. Crunk off that cognac, crunk off that cognac. Crunk off that cognac, crunk off that cognac. Crunk off that cognac, crunk off that cognac. Tino, kicking it with laid back. Sipping on some cognac, cognac to be exact. Trap milk got that loud pack. Keep it on the cool before we break them rules and put you on the news, nigga. On stand, DJ Billy, call up from the make the killing. I'ma grab a bucket to take with me. Tastes great, let's crunk off that cognac. 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 Gino. Gino.
what it is right there. You know what I'm saying? MC Mac, laid back EMT. I'm saying let's bring back on Mac and Villain, man.
Yeah.
Man, my co-host tonight, DJ Villain. Anybody want to call him? 714-409-0548. Man, MC Mac, I want to ask you this question, man. Now, you know, you've been doing this shit now 20 years, 20 plus years. There's so many rappers, you know, you, Al Capone. I mean, you can go down the list. Man, why do you think Memphis gets overlooked as a whole? Because, I mean, you guys are like the Mecca of the South, man. I don't look at Atlanta as the Mecca. I look at Memphis as the Mecca.
Show me too.
Now? It's on now. You know what I mean? It's on now. You know, you're getting the shine, man. It's a bunch of food popping out every day from Ball and G to Got It, 3-6. Man, you got Done Trip. It's juicy, you know what I'm saying? We definitely on the map, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like a bunch of the rappers that, you know, help contribute, you know, ain't where we probably should be or get the recognition that we, you know, deserve or, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely here, man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely making noise. You know where the originator of this shit came from.
Look what Al Capone did independently, you know what I'm saying? He won a Critics' Choice Award, Grammy nomination, independently, and I don't know why every major label wasn't beating down his door, you know.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Same with you, man. I mean, you've done a lot of shit. You put out a lot of product over the years. Have you gotten any majors approach you?
No, but they can show hit me up. You know what I'm talking about. Even the majors listen. They can show hit us up. You know what I'm saying. We copping deals. We down to work and definitely down to do business. You know what I'm saying. It's enough money out here for everybody. They sure need to hit us up.
There's a lot of cats that totally getting slept on. Totally getting slept on. You know what I'm saying? But you being from, let me ask you this, Villain. You being from Canada, when did you first hear MC Mac?
MC Mac, man, you're fucking 13 years old, man. You know what I mean? I was downloading that shit off Napster. I was downloading that shit on Aries. Anywhere I can download.
He was stealing your shit,
Mac.
He was stealing your shit.
Yeah, it was, man. It was in Canada, man. Yo, every track, man, I was bumping, man. I was fucking working out, bumping that shit. Man, it changed my life.
Now he's working with you. Now he's all these years later, and now he's hitting you up doing features with you. I mean, that's fucking amazing.
It is amazing, man.
Yo.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I was amazed to see Fool hit me up from Canada. I was like, wow. You know what I mean? Took me by surprise, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow. And yeah, that's cool love to Fool Showman, man, you know what I mean? I'm very appreciative, man, no doubt.
So what's up, man? Respect you. That's what it is, man. You know, like, all these cats in Memphis, man, I grew up listening to music, G, you know what I mean? So to be talking to them here and just hitting them up on the regular when I do my network thing, you know what I mean? It is what it is, you know what I mean? I didn't think I was ever going to become a rapper. I was supposed to be a DJ, you know what I mean? But life is what it is, you know? It shows you a new way.
Dig that.
Well,
sure,
I want to play a track, man, which was MC Off the Kazi album. This is one of my favorite tracks of all fucking time, man. Move, motherfucker. What? Why don't you tell me about this track, man?
Move. Motherfucker, Off the Kazi, time's up.
Yeah.
Oh, club anthem, man. That's a club Memphis Studio G anthem. Move, motherfucker, move. Niggas used to be in the crowd, gangsta. Song, you be in a circle just pushing motherfuckers and shit. Best believe a fight about to start, some chairs about to get thrown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this shit. Yeah, I mean, that whole album was bumping, but this to me was the best song. But before I play, I want to ask you this question, though. About 10 years ago or so, I reviewed Thugs from the South Side and M-Child. Those were two phenomenal fucking albums. What happened to M-Child? And,
gone mad.
First
dude.
Start with him. What happened to M-Child? Did that motherfucker?
Oh, Child's still around, man. You know, he on my Piranha Volume 2. You know what I'm saying? Would you catch all them jumps on iTunes? You know what I'm saying? He on the Piranha Volume 2.
That's the one thing
is,
as a matter of
fact,
he's
up on my new joint, too. I'm trying to convince him to go and do another album and tell him he got Pete Jackson about him. And, yeah, M-Child still got love for the game, man. And he definitely down to work, and you'll be hearing him pretty soon on some of my new stuff. Hopefully, he'll be bringing out a new album, hopefully.
Yeah, we're waiting on it because that album was classic. I mean, that, to me, I remember getting it in the box at Murder Dog, and that album stood out the most at that particular time. That shit was just hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying? No Good in My Blood. You know.
That was a classic, Will.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's that? Yeah, we had a bunch of fun times recording that album. We did it down at Cotton Mill Studios, and man, during the time with his departure of Hypnotize, you know what I mean? And me and Scan were doing basically just starting to buy a label during that time, and it was a cool look for all of us, everybody age, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, that's real shit.
What's up, man?
Here it is, Move, motherfucker.
Move, motherfucker, move, motherfucker.
Possibility.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Actually, I spoke to Pat, you know what I'm saying, a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about doing some stuff together, man. So we're just going to see how it pan out, man. But, yeah, matter of fact, me and Pat spoke recently, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, that's what's up. So there possibly could be something in the works. Have you worked or talked with him? We've had Paul on the show. Have you talked to him at all?
Matter of fact, we kicking it in the club, man. We're dragging it up in 152 on Beale Street. Yep, we're kicking it, man. Having a good time, man. You know what I mean? Talking about all the shootouts and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, that's wild. So it got pretty real out in that motherfucker then.
Oh, yeah.
And here you guys are all these years later and still making music, you know what I'm saying, still doing what you're doing. Yo, oh, yeah, shit, let me bring back on my co-host. Man, I forgot about my brother, DJ Villain. What up, Villain?
Hey, man, you might be drunk in the knee, man, if you forgot about me, dog.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
I'm out here with MC Mag just cracking beers open, you know what I mean?
You sure know what to say. It's about time to make my entrance. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. That's what it is, man. I appreciate you showing love, man. You know what I mean?
Sure, man. You know what it is, dog.
What about a good, like I seen the Gangster Pat documentary. I seen, other video and shit, man. Is there ever going to be an MC Mac Kamikaze or, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
Profit Posse documentary? You ever think of any film work like that?
I actually did a couple of films, man. It was kind of like the Hustle and Flow conspiracy. It's called Memphis Pimpin' or Pimpin' Memphis. You know what I'm saying? It was a documentary that was done by my homeboy Adel, who filmed my North Sand video. You know what I mean? And you guys can check that joint out. And as for the documentary on the Poppin' Posse, that's a good question, man. Somebody should do a documentary like that.
Yeah, I think there needs to be one. But,
sure.
You know, I've interviewed a lot of the people. You know, we interviewed Crunchy. Shout out to Mac J. He made that happen. We interviewed, like I said, Lord and Paul. We interviewed Coop. A lot of guys, you know what I'm saying? Now yourself, what was it like back in 95, you know what I'm saying, when you guys really started to take off? What was the atmosphere like over there with everybody?
Man, it was kind of like, you know, really paying dues, trying to get our name out there, you know what I mean? Doing the mixtape, it was really a thing going down from really niggas weren't doing CDs. We were still doing cassette tapes, and it was like a transformation from cassette tapes to CDs then. So, you know, we were doing shows and, you know, still in the studios, traveling, doing shows, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, surrounding areas, Nashville, Mississippi, you know, Arkansas, stuff like that, just really trying to establish the name and get the buzz going more than what it was. You know what I'm talking about?
Sure, for sure. I was going to ask you, too, man. Yo, how was it when you made your last underground tape, you actually entitled My Last Underground Tape, right? Was that in 97, man?
Yeah, I think that was about 96, 97, yep. That's underground
sure,
tape.
Sure,
yep. Was, you know, T-Rock was on there. Yep.
For sure, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, how was it going on to the CDs? You know what I mean? Like, that was like a step up, right? It was an upgrade, right?
Yeah, everybody was excited, man. You know what I mean? Like, shoot, the first time being able to hear your music on CD coming from cassette tape, you know, was definitely a big transformation, big change coming in. And everybody was excited about this, man, you know. But it is what it is.
For sure, man. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. What to do out here, man?
What was the first time that you knew you guys had something?
Man, we're going out of town finding out that, you know, really that we had been heard of out of town. You know what I mean? Out of town was on the music. You know, not only just Memphis, but, you know, going out of town and getting that love out of town and hearing motherfuckers heard, actually knowing your verses and hearing your music in other cities and states. You know what I mean? I was like, wow.
Make that song. Sure.
Yeah, that's real shit. Definitely. No, yeah. Back to you know, we was talking about M Child and what about the thugs from the South Side? Whatever happened to them cats?
Well, man, everybody kind of splitting with their separate ways. Got Chaos, he moved to Florida. He's still doing music, I guess. Got Corbin Nigro, who really is kind of, you know, chilling off the rap scene for a minute. And, saying, but kind of, you know, with the separate ways, man. You know, some cats start rapping, some cats stop. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no stopping with
this. Yeah, how about Swaz, man?
Yeah, Max Swaz, he's still doing music, too. He's a Seattle.
Oh, sure.
Way.
That's Seattle, yeah, okay. Nice, man. So what's up, man? So what's your next project, dog?
Next project?
Kind
of Best of Pianos or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Probably my, out of all the albums, probably put some of the top songs on one album, featuring maybe about 5 or 6 new songs or something like that. And, oh, hell, I may just do a brand new album. But, yeah, he may bring another like I said, you know, I'm also going to bring another Kamikaze Inc. album out. So, you know, that's all that stuff working in the pipeline.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You know, you got fans out here, man, so you want to hear that new shit, you know what I mean? Keep us posted, man.
Keep it going.
Yeah, hey, Mac, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Out of all the tracks you featured on, all the stuff you've done, what are some of the ones that stood out the most?
Man, so many, man. Some of my personal favorites. Oh man. I would say some on the Magnificent because I did most of the production on that. Of course, the Thug from the South Side too. Some of the Thug from the South Side, because that was our first actual, you know what I'm saying, production that me and Scan did together. So that was probably stood out for a nigga of mine, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, some I say Mackin' and Pimpin', you know what I'm saying, the KFC joint. I always stand out, one of my personal favorites. Pasta songs was always cool to be on, you know what I mean. The Pasta songs from back with Paul and Jay was always good. And, of course, Mystic Styles. Yep, the song Mystic Styles off of the Mystic Styles album that came out in 95. That was a big jump. Go to church, hoe. Can't forget about that. And she going. Them the jump that really put me
up. She going. She going.
I like the one you did on Endo G's album, that posse cut. That Tony Montana shit.
Oh, yeah, Fly Straight.
Yeah,
Fly Straight.
Straight,
man.
Yeah.
There's some shit right there.
No one's
not,
man.
We got this song, Blow Your Ass Off Part 2. You guys actually did a video for this shit, man. So why don't you guys tell me about this one?
Dylan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Villain, you there?
Yeah. What's up, man?
Yeah. Tell them about this this track, Blow Your Ass Off Part 2.
Blow Your Ass Off Part 2, man. That was the first track me and MC Mac that we had together, man. Because like, I already got Frozen on the track, Chilling the Cadillac, man. That one, actually, we held on for a year and a half. We had that verse. We had that verse for a long time. Blow Your Ass Off came out first, and that track came out this summer. Summer 2012, man. So bump that track, man. It's produced by MC Red Eyes, man.
Yeah, bump. Real shit.
For sure. Lead back him in his bitch.
Don't get it, don't blow your pants off. just robbed a Walmart, and they supposedly have weapons.
We're just kind of following this guy at a distance right now because it's gotten too dangerous. He's caused about 4 or 5 major accidents.
Villains on the scene, coming real clean, winning like Charlie Sheen, breathing with the infrared beam. Put some stuff in your mouth, drop your body off a floor. Those that are boldly step forth, like the torch. Voices in my head, late nights when I sleep in bed. Thought you'll kill the motherfucker, leaving someone dead. If it was about that bread, knock on your door, hit the floor. I want everything you got and more. Make a move or make you fall. Rated R, blood and gore. Bullet shots, head shots, mug shots. If you get caught, mask and that rock, gon' make your body rock. Red and blue, in pursuit, I ain't got shit to lose. So I shoot, no clues, plus I got the loot. In the news, I'm yay ass loose. If you caked up with cheese, I'm going ham. If we're at beams, make your bitch break her knees. Injecting you with heavy freeze. Psychopathic, demonic, schizophrenic. With the automatic, do the mathematics. The outcome's tragic.
Knock on your door, boom, 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 boom. Need some room, minute request. Pussy nigga, for you meet your doom. So close your eyes, hold your breath. There's no one there. Call my cars and lay back. Giving you bitch niggas heart attacks. I'm causing fits on the minute this bitch. Laid on the ground, don't you make a sound. Don't know the name, Supreme Bean. Fuck, you mean it's going down. Causing havoc like a savage. Insert the cartridge, cock it black. His mask on face, there's no escape. No time, no waste, I got to have it. Made nigga under boss. Play no games with you bitches. Wear your stripes, motherfucker. Around here snitch, you gon' wind up missing. Murder stroll out of control. Talking hand and dollars flow. Feel the danger from my anger. Outcome left his body frozen. Catastrophic when I drop it. Call it nuclear atomic. With my frown upside down, engage or blow straight through your stomach. Give a damn about what you is and what you claim. The shit you saying. Need a dish for one of you tricks and on this shit. Red killer clan. No more pain.
Yeah, we still having technical difficulties, plus I'm faded, so that really doesn't mix. We're trying to do a radio show, but here we go. This is MC Mac, bring back on DJ Villain, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before we go, definitely want to get, man, all your contact information, because I know cats want to give verses, so if you can, give out your contact again.
Yeah, MC Mac, you know what I'm saying? MC Mac for Life, down the bottom, Supreme Beam. You get at your boy, mine, at MC Mac for Life on Twitter. You hit me up on the Facebook. That's M period, lowercase C period, M-A-C-K. MC Mac on Facebook. Join the official MC Mac group. Or, you know what I'm saying, you hit me up on the Kamikaze Hotline at 901-643-0849. That's, again, that's 901-643-0849. You know, with your boy, Gia.
That's what it is. Shoot. Villain, before we go to you, J Dot of Frozen, you guys got any questions for Matt?
What it is right now, I think I'm here repping for Laid Back, you know what I mean? What it is, man, you can hit us up on Facebook, man, Laid Back 2011. You can hit us up on YouTube, Laid Back ENT TV. Same thing for Twitter and all that shit, man.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I expect you guys are going to be doing more music in the future, too, man. It's good to see motherfuckers collaborating from not only different regions, but different countries. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. Much props to you guys.
I appreciate your love, man. I appreciate it. Real, man.
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this
appreciate
is,
it, man.
Yeah, much love. Much love to Laid Back Entertainment, J Dot Frozen. You know what I'm saying? Of course, DJ Villain. You know, he's been on a couple shows with me. Shout out to MC Mac, you know what I'm saying? My other guest, Dirte. You know, when Dirte came on, you know, started smoking a little bit, you know, progressed. And I'm just in a zone that I don't even know where the fuck I'm roaming right now, but it's all good. We're going to play, you know what I'm saying, we're going to end this shit, man. This is Street Geeks out of Chicago. You know where we at. Shout out to the Street Geeks, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to all my people, man. UGS for life. UGSforLife.com, you know what I'm saying? Check us out. Shout out to my brother Six, Matthews, Bad Black, Demolition, everybody, man. Much love. That's what we do. Fuck all you haters. You know what I'm saying? Check out KFYB this Saturday, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Central. Call into that motherfucker, 714-409-0548. Out this bitch.
Fucking mumbling, stuttering little fuck. You know that?
No. I don't wanna. No. Oh, huh?